It's 2010. We're at another of our cathedrals, St. Eden's in Ferns, and what does one say in a moment about it or any of our other cathedrals? Their historic role is obvious. Their centuries of infectious holiness are known to many. And Ferns Cathedral, albeit small as cathedrals go, is a tremendously important place of regional assembly, as one thinks of the occasions when we've had ordinations, the seasonal gatherings from the diocese that might involve the diocesan choir, and we'll miss the usual one on Advent Sunday this year, the conviviality after such events down in St. Moog's cottage. And so we pray for the Dean and Chapter of Ferns, for Ian Cruikshank, the newest canon, as they work together to uphold the special gift that Ferns always has been to the diocesan region that surrounds it. 2010 was a bleak year of austerity, instability, coming towards the end of an imploding government. Amidst all that came the completion of one Celtic Tiger project which had already been well in train, the Dublin-Cork motorway. Most people would agree that the motorway system was one of the positive consequences of the Tiger years. Others will debate how future transport spending should be prioritised, especially in the post-COVID world with more working from home. But the Dublin-Cork motorway was transformative. I was working in Cork with family in Dublin when I was ordained first, and it was almost inevitably a four-hour journey, especially at weekends when it could be longer, full of bottlenecks. And of course, the motorway greatly affected topography in land use as it cut through this diocese, bearing in mind how the final section to be completed bypassed Abbeyleix, Durrow, Colahill. And many will remember the roadworks and earthworks and difficulties of local movement then. Towns, of course, lost passing trade, but on the face of it became more attractive for their residents. Yet the lorries still lumbered through places like Abbeyleix to escape the substantial tolls. The new roads were blessed, suitable words were found, road safety improved, service stations appeared, but employment was lost in the actual towns, which had been key watering holes, particularly so in the case of Urlingford, which on the old road was exactly halfway between Dublin and Cork. The motorway means that a Dublin-Cork traveller, unless they stop at a rather soulless service area, no longer experiences particular places in this diocese, which I came to know so well in my past years as I moved between Dublin and Cork, never knowing then that I was going to be working here. And yet, endlessly, I passed through, at a modest pace, Port Leisha with its splendid spire, Abbeyleix with its elegant street, Durrow with its scarecrows, Urlingford, which I've mentioned already, the great watering hole, a close quarters view of the Rock of Cashel, Caer Castle. Journeys on motorways, however, are like travelling by air. You don't experience the distinctive places, the historic sites, the contrasting architectural features on the way. So it's all a mixed blessing. Sometime I keep meaning to re-travel the Dublin-Cork route exactly as I experienced it pre-motorway when I was travelling first so often on that road in the 80s. And I would love to recreate, including having a splendid lunch in Cashel, the day when my own wider life's journey transformingly unfolded on the 21st of June 1987, the longest day of the year, when I travelled in my ancient car from Dublin to Cork in order to be ordained deacon.